1906. At home, busy with writing as year began. Deeply burdened over Battle Creek and many other matters. Often in night vision seemed to be in meetings giving counsel, or witnessing scenes that impressed her too. Right. Left St. Helena April 12th for so. California spoke 30 minutes at dedication of Loma Linda San, Sunday April 15th. That night had vision of destruction of cities. Attended third session of so. California conference spoke in LA church Wednesday April 18th, learned of San Francisco earthquake. Spoke in San Diego church Sabbath, April 21st, and at dedication of Paradise Valley San. April 24th. Returned to Loma Linda to meet with brethren to consider health food business in so. California. Left for home May 2nd, nearing San Jose saw effects of earthquake, stopped off at Mount View and remained over Sabbath to counsel with Pacific Press Board. Distressed to see fallen walls of publishing house, but thankful no workers were killed. Was specially strengthened to speak on Sabbath. On route home spent some time driving through San Francisco and viewing the ruins left by the earthquake. Our church still standing. At home most of the time from early May till end of year. Distressed over Dr. Kellogg's attitude and that of A.T. Jones, also over the false charge that others manipulated her writings. Though ill and weak and perplexed, did much important writing. Attended camp meeting in Oakland in July, and spoke several times. Sabbath, July 21st. Word reached the campground that the Pacific Press had been destroyed by fire, visited Oakland August 16th to 20th, and spoke in the tent, and August 31st to September 2nd was again in Oakland, where she spoke to union service for the area churches. Made two more visits to Oakland in September to fill speaking appointments, and also attended stockholders meeting and general counsel meeting at Pacific Press. October 18th to 21st visited Oakland for the fifth time since the close of the July camp meeting. In November spent two weekends in San Francisco-Oakland area, and another in December. November 6th wrote, "My work is nearly completed, my books will testify when my voice shall no longer be heard."